Hello, welcome to the Conflict Authority Podcast. This is a podcast about conflict, what it is, how it gets started, and the things that you can do to evolve greater control over the conflicts in your life. My name is Leo. I am your host. This is Episode 4, Conflict Models. In this episode, we will explore three conflict models. Conflict models are useful for analyzing conflict and strategizing your way through it. The models we will be taking a look at are the drama triangle, the dual concern model, and the six style typology. Let's get started. Here is what we know. We know that conflicts begin with a disagreement. And a disagreement is when people have differing ideas about what an outcome should look like. We know that disagreement does not always lead to conflict. Conflict happens when one or more of the parties to a disagreement start feeling emotional about that disagreement. We know that in order to evolve control over conflict, we have to take responsibility for the conflicts we find ourselves involved in. This means that we have to be the one that says, "I'm sorry." We have to be the one that takes the first steps toward resolving conflict, and that even when someone attempts to victimize us, we cannot play the victim. We know that one of the best tools we have for resolving conflict is to have some idea of what we would like to achieve. Better yet, is to have a plan. Another tool is active listening. That means we pay attention to the other person and glean information from what they say, their facial expressions and body language, and in particular, we monitor their actions. So, there you are, watching somebody start to get upset with you. You take a deep breath. You pay expert attention to their words and actions. You have an idea of how you want the situation to resolve itself. You're ready to take the first steps when the time comes. The other person speaks. You listen carefully, paying close attention to them. You're ready to control this conflict. What do you do next? This is where the conflict models come into play. These models will help you assess the words and actions of the other parties and plan out your next move or set of moves. The drama triangle. The drama triangle, officially known as the Cartman drama triangle, is a model of victimhood. The model is illustrated as an upside-down triangle where each point represents a player in a conflict. At the bottom of the upside-down triangle is the victim. The victim is the person who says, "Poor me." The victim cannot take care of themselves. They are helpless, and they think and act like the world is against them. The victim's victimhood is facilitated by the roles on the upper two points of the drama triangle, the rescuer and the persecutor. The rescuer is a person who steps in to solve the victim's immediate problems without regard to the victim's ability or inclination to solve similar problems in the future. The persecutor blames the victim and attempts to take their anger and frustration out on the victim. All of these roles are interchangeable and can go back and forth between the parties involved. The drama triangle is useful because it illustrates the dangers of failing to take responsibility for your role in a conflict. To quote Wikipedia, and yes, I know that as an academic, I'm not supposed to be quoting Wikipedia, but even for an academic, Wikipedia does provide a good overview of many topics and is usually a good place to start. So, again, to quote Wikipedia, each participant has their frequently unconscious psychological wishes / needs met without having to acknowledge the broader dysfunction or harm being done in the situation as a whole. Each participant is acting upon their own selfish needs, rather than acting in a genuinely responsible, or altruistic manner. The reason I am referencing the Cartman Drama Triangle is because it is an excellent example of what not to do when you are on a journey to evolve control over the conflicts in your life. The Dual Concern Model. I learned about the dual concern model when I was in grad school, studying conflict. I was introduced to this model in the book Social Conflict, Escalation, Stalemate, and Settlement, 3rd edition, by Dean Pruitt and Sung-hee Kim. A quick search on Amazon indicates that the 3rd edition is still the current edition. Pruitt and Kim's book is about dyadic, or two-sided, conflict. They argue that even when there are more than two sides to a conflict, the webs of relationships and alliances will typically narrow down to a dyadic conflict anyway. The parties to a conflict can be individuals, groups, or organizations. They note that the difference between a conflict among individuals and a conflict among organizations or groups is largely a matter of scale, because the same four general strategies are used in all conflicts. These strategies are contend, yield, problem solve, and avoid. I'm going to stick to Pruitt and Kim's definitions to introduce the model. Contend means that you attempt to resolve conflict on the basis of your own wants, needs, and desires without regard to the wants, needs, or desires of the other party. Yield means to lower your own expectations in deference to the expectations of the other party. Problem solve means to take the other party's wants, needs, and desires, as well as your own wants, needs, and desires, into consideration and to work with the other party to reach a resolution that is acceptable to both sides. Avoid means to either take no action or withdraw from the conflict altogether. Intrinsic to Pruitt and Kim's definitions are the concepts of self-concern and other concern. In simpler terms, the idea is that you choose your strategy on the basis of how important you view your own interest against how much you are concerned about the other person's interest. If you have a strong relationship with the other party, you would be more inclined to give in to maintain the relationship between the two of you. Conversely, you would be less inclined to give in if there was no relationship or a relationship that did not matter to you. Viewed another way, you could say that the dual concern model measures how important your interests are to you compared to how important the relationship is to you. There are some limitations to the dual concern model. One of these limitations is alleviated by adding another strategy to the model, compromise. In grad school, compromise was defined as a mutually disagreeable solution. A compromise gives both parties something they want without either side getting enough to be happy about the solution. The other limitations will become obvious as we move along. The Six Style Typology. I just got done mentioning the limitations of the dual concern model. One of them is what I call the problem with problem solving. Because the dual concern model is a measure of how important your own interests are compared to how important the relationship is to you, the theory goes that if what you are disagreeing over is important to you and the relationship is important to you as well, then you will be motivated to problem solve. That is, to find the best possible solution that pleases all parties to the disagreement. Also, theoretically, the other party's interest, as well as their relationship with you, are just as important to them. So they will also want to find the best possible solution to please all parties to the disagreement. My argument is that this is all well and good if the parties to the disagreement are rational actors who are willing to work patiently and sincerely towards the best possible solution for all parties. If this is not the case, that is, if someone is lying or doesn't really care for their relationship with you, or is blaming you for something related to the disagreement and is unwilling to negotiate for any reason, then problem solving is not going to happen. Additionally, the impasse over this disagreement can rapidly escalate into a conflict. The dual concern model on its own is overly optimistic because, in my opinion, it doesn't address the possibility of escalation or fighting. Pruitt and Kim do address these concerns in their book. That is, if you are willing to read a couple of hundred pages of academic language. I must admit, it is a pretty breezy read as far as academic books go, though it is my guess that it is still a pretty dense read for the lay reader. Then I found Laura Guerrero et al. And their Communication Conflict Style Typology, or CCST, or Six Style Typology. The Six Style Typology breaks down into six strategies: collaborating, compromising, yielding, competitive fighting, avoiding, indirect fighting. You will notice that these strategies are similar to the dual concern model strategies. Collaborating on the six style typology is basically the same thing as problem solving on the dual concern model. Compromising, avoiding, and yielding on the six style typology approximate compromise, avoid, and yield on the dual concern model. The six-style typology introduces the strategies of competitive fighting and indirect fighting. The reason for the additional strategies is that the six-style typology models for different factors. The dual concern model addresses two factors: the importance of your interest to you and the importance of the relationship to you. The six-style typology addresses the cooperativeness, directness, and relational satisfaction of the parties. Cooperativeness is a measure of the willingness of the parties to work together to solve a problem. Collaborating and yielding are considered cooperative strategies. Unsurprisingly, competitive fighting and indirect fighting are considered non-cooperative strategies. Compromising and avoiding are considered neutral. In this context, neutral is neither clearly cooperative nor clearly non-cooperative. Directness is a measure of a party's willingness to discuss their issues, express opinions, and pursue goals. Presumably, this is also a measure of the party's willingness to take action. Collaboration, compromising, and competitive fighting are considered direct strategies. The indirect strategies are yielding, avoiding, and indirect fighting. The six-style typology model also includes a measure of relational satisfaction. The idea here is that relational satisfaction is a determinant of how cooperative the parties are willing to be in resolving a disagreement. This is an analog to the idea in the dual concern model that the more importance you place on the relationship, the more likely you are to try to problem solve. The neat thing is that this model assumes fighting as a strategy. Contending in the dual concern model does not necessarily equate to fighting. The six-style typology accounts for the circumstance of both parties desiring their own interest at the expense of the other. The six-style typology accounts for selfishness, as referenced in the drama triangle. In other words, this model recognizes escalation and the possibility for contentious dispute, which is otherwise known as fighting. Why is this important? So, there you are, involved in a disagreement that could escalate into a conflict. You are paying close attention to what they, and you, are saying and doing. What is the next step? The answer is, it depends. What these models provide is a set of strategies to use. Based on your analysis of the disagreement and the other party, you can eliminate strategies that won't work immediately. Then you can choose the strategy that best fits your circumstances. There is no single strategy that will get you through every conflict. There is only the best decision you can make to guide you through the conflict in front of you. Please note, this is only an introduction to these models. You will have to study the models and put them to work in your own life before they will make any sense to you. Once these models make sense, you can adapt them to your own needs or chuck them altogether. There are other models you can use as well. The point is that you will have to do some studying on your own. Information about all of these models is easily accessible through an internet search. Those who want to evolve control over conflict need to do their homework. In the next episode, we will be talking about the management and resolution of conflict. We will start putting the lessons we have learned up to now to use. Thank you for listening. If you're interested in hearing what happens next, go ahead and subscribe.